Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Pei Aleph, the top of that Pei Aleph from an Aleph at the new Mishnah, Kosov Lagarish the Shishtai, Reuven wrote a get for his wife Rachel, Vinimlach, and he then changes his mind and decides not to divorce her, Beisham Ra'imen, Pasman Kuna. Shammai holds that Rachel still has a din of a Grusha, and therefore, if Reuven would die and prior to giving her another get, then she would still be Pasman Kuna, even though she's only Almana and not really a Grusha Midraisa. And in addition, if Reuven was a Kain, then he would no longer be able to stay married to Rachel, because at this point we consider Rachel to be a Grusha, and there are various explanations as to why Beis Shammai holds that we consider Rachel to be a Grusha. The Meiri says that we look at this as if it's a Reich HaGet, and therefore she's considered Grusha and she's Pasul Lukuna. And this is similar to the din that we find in Masechta Yevamos on Daf Nun Beis, that if someone writes to his wife, that even though certainly she's still considered Eishes Ish, but the Meis is considered Reich HaGet, and she'd be Pasul Lukuna. And number two, the Taisi Yant brings down that the din of Beis Shammai is only a Chumra Benegei Yichus of Kahuna, and the third pshat is brought down from the Chassam Sefer that Beis Shammai is going l'shitasai of his shita on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph that holds that leigorish adam es ishtai elam kein matzav bo dvar eva, and since this kohen must have found a dvar eva, therefore we consider her to be a zayna, and that's why she's pasul kahuna. And the Mishnah continues with Beis Silla Omer. Beis Silla says that certainly in a case where he only wrote the get and he didn't give it to her, that certainly that's not considered a get at all, and she's not considered grusha, and she's not pasul kahuna, and afal pishim nasal al tnai, and even if Reuven would have actually delivered the get to Rachel and given to her al tnai, really nasa al tnai, and the tnai did not occur, and therefore the get was not valid, like pasul kahuna, Rachel would still not be considered grusha, and she would not be considered pasul kahuna. The Gemara begins, Shalach li Rabbi Yisrael, Breder of Menashe Medvil Lishmuel, the Rabbi Yisrael, the son of Rabbi Menashe from Dvil, said to Shmuel, Yalam Deinu Rabbeinu, please teach us. Rashi points out that this story that we're about to say was a Maisa Shahoya, and they were asking what the halacha is Lamaisa, and Yotzalav called that Ish Pleni Koyin, Kosov Getli Ishtai, Vyashev's Tachtav Misham Shasoy Mao. People in the city were speaking and saying that Reuven, who was a Kohen, wrote a get for his wife Rachel, and even so, she's still sitting with him and still living together with him and being Mishamish him. And the Shaila was, Mao, when, as Rashi points out, Mimafkinu Lamenei, would we force Rachel to leave Reuven Mishum Kolor based on the call, Shalay Yamru Girsha, so people shouldn't say that Reuven divorced her, Vichsir, and he took her back, Vinimsa Kohen, Maxa Grushasai, and we find that a Kohen could be Maxa his Grusha, and of course, it's also for a Kohen to even marry his own Grusha. And as we will explain at the end of this Sugya, that this Gemara Shaila is not only according to Beis Shammai, but even according to Beis Hillel. And the Gemara states, Shalach Leis, so Shmuel sent back to them, Teitzei v'adavit tzar p'dika, that you have to go and investigate the matter, and once we find out exactly what happened, if we find out that he actually did so, then the din would be that he has to give her a get, and they would not be able to remain married. And the Gemara asks, Mai, what are we going to investigate? Are we going to investigate if we're able to be mevatel and quiet down this call or not? And if we could quiet down, then we see that this is not a real call, and if we can't quiet down, then we see that it must be a real call, and therefore they would have to get divorced. But Nadar asked to Shmuel, he, the Lemaisa Shmuel was Rav in Nadar, over Nadar Loim Avatli Kolor, and we know that Nadar, they generally did not try to quiet down Koylais. And as Rashi brings, Loyer Neugen, Diana Eir, Lishaska, Mepreach Shad, Shleyatir Kol, Shemachzikin, Deir Verevera, that the reason why in the city of Nadar, the Batidinim did not try to quiet down any rumors and quash rumors was because they didn't want people to say that the Bezin is in cahoots with people that are doing Averis, and that is the only reason why they're trying to quiet down and quash these rumors. The Hachiyamina Mamagarish, Besurim, Mavatli Kolor, however, Ben Adar, Loim Mavatli Kolor. And the Gemara continues, this is not what Shmuel was trying to accomplish. Ella, what Shmuel meant when he said, you have to investigate, he meant to say, the Karlin Nesina Ksiva, you have to go and check if in this city, telling someone that Reuven gave a get to his wife Rachel, they would say that Reuven wrote a get to his wife Rachel, and that meant the same as saying that Reuven actually gave a get to his wife Rachel, and therefore, since there's a call in the city, that Reuven, who is a Kohen, wrote a get to his wife Rachel, when in reality they were saying that Reuven gave a get to his wife Rachel, and even according to Beis Hillel, this should be a problem because Lemaisa, she's a Grusha, and therefore she can no longer stay married to Reuven. And of course, the other side of the investigation would be that if we find out in this city, they would not use the Lashon of Ksiva when they're referring to someone, giving a get to someone, so in that call, therefore we see that this call is not a call, and therefore people will not be choshish that they actually went and remarried the person they would divorce, because even though there was a call, and it may have been a valid rumor, but all the rumor stated is that Reuven wrote a get for his wife Rachel, and since we pass like Hillel, therefore she's not considered Grusha, and of course Reuven, who's a Kohen, can still stay married to his wife Rachel, as he never gave a get to her. And the Gemara continues, and is, that even if in this place, they would actually use a Lashon of Ksiva, when they're saying that Reuven actually delivered a get to his wife Rachel, but certainly they would still use the same Lashon of Ksiva, when they meant that Reuven actually wrote a get for his wife Rachel, and he never delivered delivered the get, and it actually has two different mashmois. And why would we say that just because there's a rumor that Reuven wrote a get to his wife Rachel, and because it possibly means that Reuven actually delivered the get to his wife Rachel, therefore they would have to get divorced. It's possible that Reuven only wrote this get to his wife Rachel, and why would she be considered a grusha? And the Gemara answers in that Enechinami, the Megali Milsa, the Kolon Nesina Ksiva, that if it's actually revealed to us, then this city, when someone gives a get to his wife, they use a Lashon Ksiva as well. Dilma, Kasav Nasan Kamri, so over there we have to be Choshish. Not only did Reuven write a get for his wife, but he also gave it to her, and Vitetze, and that's why the din is that Reuven has to divorce his wife Rachel, since Reuven is a Kohen, and we have to be Choshish that Rachel is a grusha. Some understand the word Tetze that's going back on the prior Gemara, however, Bepashas is going on the next Gemara, as the Gemara is now asking Tetze that how do we say that Reuven has to give a get to his wife Rachel, that if there's a call that only comes out after someone is married, then we don't have to be choshish for that call, and we don't have to take any action based on that call. And even though over here there's a rumor Reuven divorced his wife Rachel, but since they were already married, so we shouldn't have to be choshish for this call, and we shouldn't force Reuven to get divorced from Rachel. And the Gemara says, my Tetze Nami, Tetze Misheni, that in the Chanami, when Shmuel says that the din is that she has to be Tetze, he didn't mean that she has to receive a divorce from Reuven, as of course Reuven could stay married to Rachel, even though he's a Kayin, but it means that since we have the Chashash that Reuven gave a get to Rachel, therefore if Reuven dies prior to giving her another get, and Shimon, thinking that she's only Almana, goes and marries her, the din is that Shimon would have to get divorced, as this rumor came out before Shimon got married to Rachel, and since Shimon is a Kayin, we have to be Choshish that she's a Grusha, and Shimon of course is not allowed to marry Grusha, and therefore Shimon would have to give a divorce to Rachel, since the rumor already came out before they got married. According to Rav Ashi, it's Sarach Bia that first of all it's Ikach Chosim and Asefa, as the Gemara's question did not mention anything about a second Kayin, and number two, why does it have to be that the first husband was a Kayin, even if the case would be that Rachel was married to Yisrael, and there was a rumor that Reuven gave a get to Rachel, and then Reuven died, so then if she got married to a Kayin, the din would be that would be Tetze, and the Chayr is no nafkamina that the first husband was a Kayin as well. And Efsha, that's why, even though when the Gemara brought the Shaila, it just said that Shalcha Rabbeis Breder Menashe Mitvil Shmuel, Glamdein Rabbeinu, and it seemed it was just a regular Shaila, but Rashi says that Maisa Balafana, that was actually Maishoya Kachoya. That's why, even though it's true that the first husband did not necessarily have to be a Kayin, but the Gemara says that Lemaisa the Matthias was, Rachel's first husband was a Kayin, Vitzarach Bir. And the Gemara continues, Lemaisa, we're talking about a case where the first husband was a Kayin, and if so, the Gemara asks that in Kain at the Moitzi Laz, our Banam Shal Rishon, if we will now paskin that Shimon, who is a Kayin, has to get divorced from Rachel, prior to him marrying Rachel, there was already a rumor that Rachel was a Grusha, therefore Shimon can't be married to Rachel because Shimon's a Kayin, but if so, it'll come out that people will say that it must be the Rumavara that Reuven actually gave a get to his wife Rachel, and L'chir, if so, then people will also say that Reuven's children must be Chalolim, as they were only born to Reuven and Rachel after Reuven gave her a divorce. Reuven, who was a Kayin, had children from a Grusha, and therefore those children are considered Pasal Kuna. And the Gemara answers, Kiyun and Mishenim and Mafkinla, Marishan Le Mafkinla, that since Lemaisa, the Rabbanon only said that Shimon has to divorce Rachel, but they never required Reuven to divorce Rachel, and therefore, Asalame Masal Chamisa Gersha, that even if people say that Reuven must have divorced Rachel, but they'll say that it wasn't based on the original rumor, prior to dying, Reuven actually divorced Rachel, and that's why she was considered Gusha, and that's why Rabbanon said that Shimon can't stay married to her, but they won't be Choshish that the original get that was a rumor about was a valid get, and therefore we don't have to be Choshish that maybe people will start a rumor that Reuven's children are Chalolim. And the Gemara continues, come see how great the Darius Rishonim were compared to the Darius Achronim. Darius Rishonim Beis Shammai, when we talk about the Darius Rishonim, we're referring to Beis Shammai, as Rashi says, we find Beis Shammai was so careful but the gate of the Yichus of Kuna, and even though Reuven only wrote a get to his wife Rachel and he didn't even give it to her, they were still so machmer and they considered Rachel to be a Grusha and they asked her to Kuna. And Darius Achronim, Rav Deisa, and we're referring to the later generations, referring to Rav Deisa, the Tanya, as we went to the Brisa, Shvuya, Eichelos B'Truma, to Rav Deisa. Rav Deisa holds that even if a woman is captured by a Goyim, that she could still eat Truma, and that we don't pass the Lakuna, and even though there is a Chash, that maybe they were Mizana, and she became a Zayna, and would be also with Truma. We see that even in a case where potentially he should have been Machmer, but again, the Yichus of Kuna, and but again, Kedusha's Truma, he still was not Machmer. And the Gemara explains, Rav Deisa, V'chima also law, a Rabbi Zeh, ben Pleish Mi'echla, ben Yudah, Pasim Lakuna, as Lamaisa Rav Deisa felt that we don't have to be Machmer on this woman, as even if this woman was captured by Arabs, and as Teza says, Larvusa Nakat, we picked on Arabs based on a Chiddush to teach us that even though the Gemara Masechta Kedushin teaches us, Yud Kabbazus Yordal Kiblam and test Natlam Abayim Ba'achas Kalayim Kuloi Afilu Achi Lech Lamechash, and even so we don't have to be choishes that they would mezana with her, because at most they would be Miachla Be'inudah. And as Rashi says, Shesachikimah but Loichashin and Shem Ba'alah, we're not going to be choishes that maybe they had beer with her, and therefore we don't have to be choishes that she became Pasal Kuna and Pasal Vetruma. The Gemara continues and brings a similar memory of Amar B'chana Amar Beichem Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Barbeloi Ba'ireish Like Deus Hashanim Deus Achanim. Come and see how the later generations lost Dagas over the earlier generations, as Deus Hashanim Achlis Peir saying Derek Tracksman Kedel Chayim Maisa, as the original generations used to bring their peers into the main doorways and into the main entrance of the homes in order to be mechayiv themselves in Maisa, even on a Dreistatika level. As we know, the only way that something is chayiv in Maisa is once it's raw pnei abayis, and as Rashi brings down the Kaim Alon in a tel mischayiv in Maisa at sheyir pnei abayis to the aile derech shar lafuke derech hatzeres v'derech gagas deloi v'yalf v'yachlu b'shuecha. And we learned this out from a pasuk of v'achlu b'shuecha that's brought in Masechet Bava Metzi on that peches of an aleph. And Deus Achrenim, however, the later generations went down a daga and machnis perisay and derech gagas v'derech hafifeis kedei lepetrim and Maisa, that they bring their peers through their rooftops and through the kafifeis in order to path themselves from Maisa, at least on the rishonic level. And as Tais points out, hayadavka achilas arayi ava achilas kva asura, that certainly they would still be chayiv to take off Maisa when they were eating achilas kva, as the Gemara states in Masechtas Pesachim that ma'arim odom al tefurasa machnis b'meitshala kedei shtei behemta achilas upturim and amaisa v'achilas behema achilas arayi, and achilas behema is considered achilas arayi, as we learned in Masechtas Peah machilim behema l'chayiv l'oif ad shismarech b'kri. And the Gemara says the Amar Rabbi Yana, as Rabbi Yana taught us in a tevel mischayiv b'maisa, that tevel is not chayiv b'maisa d'raisa ad shiur pnei abayis shenema, as the pasuk says be'atei hakodesh min abayis. Rabbi Yechlam brings the pasuk that Rashi brought that filu chutzel kavas, that even if it would be brought into the chutzel it would be also kavas l'maisa midraisa shenema va'achlu b'sherecha v'saveu, as the pasuk says that you'll eat it in your gates and you'll be satisfied, and at that point you're also going to be chayiv in maisa. And the Mefarshim discussed that l'chayra, since Taisus pointed out that you're going to be chayiv to take off maisa midrabbanon, l'chayra, what benefit did the Darius Achrenim have by bringing their peers derek gacharis v'derek chafifiyais kedei l'paitron ha-maisa? In any case, they had to take off maisa midrabbanon. And the Gro explained that the Darius Achrenim just were not careful, and they didn't care if they would take off maisa d'raisa or if it was only maisa midrabbanon. However, the Darius Achrenim were so medakta b'mitzvahs that they wanted to make sure that they're actually getting the mitzvah d'raisa of taking off maisa properly, and that's why they made sure to take it through the front door. And let us continue with the new Mishnah, where we have another machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Hamagarish is ishtoi v'loni imoy bepundki. If Reuven gave a get his wife Rachel, and then they went and they stayed together in a hotel, and the Gemara will discuss if there was only edi yichud or there was edi bia. Beis Shammai imen Beis Shammai states in the tzrichim men get sheni that Rachel does not need another get from Reuven, or Beis Hillel imen and Beis Hillel states tzrichim men get sheni that we require Reuven to give Rachel another get. And the Mishnah clarifies that according to Beis Hillel that requires Reuven to give a second get to Rachel. Amosai, when did we say that? Then bizman shenisgashim nesuin. It's only when Reuven gave this get and they were already married. However, moedim nisgashim neirusin. But even Beis Hillel is moedim to Beis Shammai if they were divorced min neirusin. Sheini tzrichim men get sheni b'pei sheinli begospel. That since they're not so familiar with each other and they don't have the same relationship, therefore we're not going to be choishes that maybe they were married, and therefore there's no requirement that Reuven has to give Rachel a second get. And the Gemara begins. Rabbi Bochana says in Rabbi Bechron machlekes b'shuru shenivlo. The machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in the case where the Edom that actually saw Reuven had an actual beer with Rachel. And we continue on that pay alpha and base. The Beis Shammai savri, Beis Shammai holds adam oisa bilasa bilas nus, that even though they had beer, but a person will make his beer as a beer's nus, and therefore unless we heard that he actually was mekadosh, we don't want to be choishes for kedushin, and therefore Reuven doesn't have to give Rachel a second get. But Beis Hillel savri in adam oisa bilasa bilas nus, that a person would not make his beer a beer's nus, and therefore it must be he was gomel l'shem kedushin, and that's why Reuven has to give another get to Rachel. But if there are no Edom that saw that Reuven had beer with Rachel, and even if there were Edom that saw that Reuven and Rachel had yichud, and divrei akol in itzrichim and get sheni, and even Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that Reuven doesn't have to give another get to Rachel, and we don't say hein hein edi yichud, hein hein edi beer. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on this member of Rabba Bachana, the name Rabbi Yechon. Now we learned in the Mishnah umoydim b'niskashim neirusin she'in itzrichim and get sheni she'in libe gospel, that we said that Beis Hillel is moydim to Beis Shammai in a case where they had a divorce min neirusin, that you don't need another get from Reuven because they're not so close with each other and the relationship is not so deep, and therefore we don't have to be choshish that Reuven had beer with Rachel. And the Gemara is that if you are correct that they actually saw that they had beer and they are eating that Reuven and Rachel had beer, mali min erisin, mali min nesuin, who cares if they only had erisin or nesuin? The same that should apply since so gamal l'shem kedushin, and therefore there should be a requirement that Reuven has to give a get to Rachel. Rachel. Based on this question, the Gemara states El Masisim B'Shalei Ruushin Vila, that Amish is definitely talking about a case where there are no Edim that saw that had Bia, and there are only Edim that saw that had Yichud. And as we will explain in a moment, the machlekes between Beisham and Beis Hillel is if we say Hein Hein Ed Yichud Hein Hein Ed Bia, well, we don't say that. According to Beisham, we don't say Hein Hein Ed Yichud Hein Hein Ed Bia, and therefore Reuven does not have to give another get to Rachel. However, according to Beis Hillel, Hein Hein Ed Yichud Hein Hein Ed Bia, since there are Edim that say that we know that Reuven and Rachel were nisyachid, therefore it's considered testimony that Reuven and Rachel actually had Bia, and then of course Ein Adam Eisa Bilas Bilas Nos, and therefore it was Baal Hashem Kedushin, and now Reuven has to give another get to Rachel, as we will explain in a moment. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Omar Kaitano, and this member that Rabbi Bachanan said in Rabbi Yechon was actually going based on a different Tana that learned the Machlekes Beisham and Beis Hillel differently than our Mishnah. The Tana is willing to the Brayso. Omar Pshim Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Elazar explained that Loi Nechelku Beisham and Beis Hillel Ashlei Reush Nivla Sheni Tzvichim Mena Get Sheni, that Beisham and Beis Hillel are not chaylik in a case where Edim did not testify that they saw that Reuven and Rachel had actual Bia, even if they testified that we saw that Reuven and Rachel had Yichud, all would agree that we don't say Hein Hein Ed Yichud Hein Hein Ed Bia, and therefore all would agree that Reuven would not have to give a second get to Rachel. And Rav Shimon Elazar continues and argues on a Mishnah, and he says Al Ma Nechlu, and where does the Machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai Al Shuruah Shenivul, in a case where Edim come and testify that they saw that Reuven and Rachel had an actual Bia, Shem Beis Shammai Omrim Ad Ba'isa Bilasi Bilas Nus, or Beis Hillel Omrim Ein Ad Ba'isa Bilasi Bilas Nus. And the Gemara continues, Masisa Kimna B'Lo Reuven Shenivul, and Lemaisa, you just explained that Amish is talking about a case where there are no Edim that testified that Reuven and Rachel had Bia, and they only are testifying that Reuven and Rachel were Nisachid, then my pligi, what is the basis for the Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? And the Gemara explains, as we explained before, the Ikka Edi Yichud, the Leka Edi Bia, that there are Edi Yichud, but there aren't Edi Bia, and Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai holds Lo Yaminun Hein Ein Edi Yichud, Hein Ein Edi Bia, and therefore Reuven doesn't have to give a second get to Rachel, or Beis Hillel Savri, however, Beis Hillel holds Arminun Hein Ein Edi Yichud, Hein Ein Edi Bia, and since we have Edi Yichud, therefore it's considered as if the Edim testified that Reuven had Bia with Rachel, and since Ein Adam Eisa Bilas Bilas Nos, therefore Reuven would have to give a second get to his wife Rachel. And the Gemara continues, and that's why Beis Hillel is Moida to Beis Shammai. In a case where Reuven divorced his wife Rachel while they were only in the period of Erisin and they did not have Nesuyin yet, that even Beis Hillel agrees that we don't say Hein Hein Ed Yichud Hein Hein Ed Bia, and therefore Reuven would have to give a second get to Rachel to keep the Edim Bilgaspa Le'amin on Hein Hein Ed Bia. And the Gemara continues, how can you say in the name of Rabbi Bachana that Rabbi Yechon paskins like Rabbi Shimon Elazar's version as to in which case Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are chaylik, which is brought in a brisa, and therefore the machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai only in a case where the Edim came and testified that they saw that Reuven and Rachel had actual Bia, but if they only testified regarding Yichud, and even Beis Hillel would agree that Reuven would not have to give a second get to Rachel, but if so, it comes out Rabbi Yechon's passing like the brisa and like the way Rabbi Shimon Elazar understood the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yechon halachic stam mishnah, and we have a cloud. Rabbi Yechon holds like a stam mishnah, and lechayy she passing like a mishnah, v'kim lemasisa mishloi rishonivla. And we said the machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is even in a case where the Edom only testified that Reuven and Rachel had Yichud and they did not testify that Reuven and Rachel had actual Bia, and Lechayr, that's against the Psak of Rabbi Yechon, passing like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And the Gemara explains, Amrei Ninu v'alibud Rabbi Yechon, in the Chanami, the man da'amu who said the name of Rabbi Yechon, that halachic stam mishnah, would actually hold that Rabbi Yechon agrees to our mishnah and does not agree with the shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. However, Rabbi Bachana, who brought down the name of Rabbi Yechon, that the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar explained in the Braisa and not as our mishnah explained, must not hold that Rabbi Yechon said that halacha always follows the stam mishnah. And in the Chanami, in this machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yechon actually passes like the Braisa and he passes like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And let us continue with the next mishnah. But in order to understand the next mishnah, let us begin with Akdama, Mishnayis and the Gemaris and Mesechtes Bava Basra in Perek Get Pashut, which is the last Perek in Mesechtes Bava Basra, discussed the dinim of a get mekusha, which was a special get that the Rabbanim were mesakin for kohanim to use to divorce their wives. And the reason they made this takana was because kohanim kaptonim, and they would get angry at their wives and quickly write a get and deliver it to their wives. And once their anger subsided, they were stuck as they couldn't remarry their wives, since the kohen is also to even marry his own grusha. And therefore, the Rabbanim instituted was called the get mekusha, and the get mekusha was different than the standard get, which is called the get pashut, in three basic ways. Number one, a get pashut is a simple document that is written on a flat, straight piece of paper or parchment, while to create a get mekusha, a sefer would write a couple of lines of text and then fold over the paper and sew it down, and the sefer would then write another two or three lines of text, and he would once again fold and sew the paper down and would continue to do so until he completed the entire get. And the end result was that the get looked like a folded paper fan. And number two, although all we require is two edim for a standard get. However, the Rabbanim wanted to make it more difficult for a Kohen to give this get, and they therefore required that a get Mekusha be executed by at least three Edim, and as we'll see, one of the Edim can potentially be a Karev, or even possibly be someone who is generally Pasul Edis, like an Evet or a Gazlin. And finally, although at a minimum a get Mekusha has to have three Edim, as we just mentioned, but the Rabbanim actually required that for every time that the get is folded, there is a need for another aid to sign on that fold, and therefore, if for example the get had seven folds, the get would now need to have seven witnesses, and one of those witnesses can be a Karev or Pasul. And since it is so difficult to make a get Mekusha, so Rabbanim felt that by the time the Kohen writes his get, so hopefully at that point his anger will subside and he will be able to retract and decide not to deliver the get to his wife. And keep in mind that if a Kohen writes a get that has seven folds and he only has six Edim that sign on the get, this is called a bald get or a get Karech. And if he gives this get to his wife, it is not a valid get. And our Mishnah will teach us that if Rachel goes and gets married based on having received this type of get, the 16 Edim that we mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tesam Beis and Daf Pei Amud Aleph would apply. And our Mishnah begins, Kansu Beget Karech. If Rachel gets married to Shimon based on receiving a get Karech from a previous husband Reuven, Teitzi Mizeh Umizeh, then she cannot stay married to Shimon. And although the original get that Reuven gave her is not a proper get, however, she would not be able to stay married to Reuven either. V'chol Drecha Me'iluba, and the other 15 items that we mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tesam Beis and on Daf Pei Amud Aleph would apply as well. And Ayin Taisa Dima Maskel V'chol Drecha Me'iluba, that Taisa points out based on the Gemara on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, that our Mishnah is also going like Rameo, who holds Kol Mishanim Matbeis Shetav Chacham Begitin Teitzei Vavlad Mamzer. And the Mishnah continues, Get Karech, if Reuven made a Get Karech and there are now seven folds, for example, and there are only six Edim that signed on the get, Hakol Mashlimim Lav Divrei Benanis. So Benanis holds that even if you have one more aid that you add to this get, and that aid would be either a Karev or a Pasul, it would be a valid get. However, Rabbi Kiva states, that the only one that would be able to sign on this get as a seventh aid would be someone who is in this case Pasul to Edis, because he's a Karev either to husband or wife, etc. However, this Karev is someone that's a Kosher aid, Benegea, other Dinim of Edis, and for example, this Karev is not someone that is a Gazlin, since he is not Pasul Edis in regard to other Edis, even though Benegea this Edis, he's a Karev, he's still allowed to sign on this Get Karech. And although in Nakdama we defined what a Get Karech is, the Mishnah now defines the actual terminology of a Get Karech, and the Mishnah states, the Ezu Get Karech, and what's considered a Bol Get, called Shekshar Merumim Edav, if there is a Get where there's more folds than actual Edim that's signed in the folds, and as we explained before, that for every fold that is made on a Get Mekusha, there has to be an additional witness. And our Gemara now begins, my time of the Get Karech, what is the reason that Rabbanan said that a Get Karech is Pasul, if L'chir, the only requirement is to have two Edim by a Get Pashut, and even by the Get Mekusha, there is only requirement really to have three Edim, so why is it that you have more folds than Edim, it would be Pasul? And the Gemara explains, Gvir Mishum Kolchem, the Rabbanan were concerned that, for example, in a case where there were seven folds on a Get Mekusha, that the reason why Reuven made seven folds is because there were seven people standing around, and he wanted all of them to be the Edim. Now that we see that only six people signed on this get, it could be that one person did not sign a get, and Lemaisa Reuven only wanted this get to be valid if all of them signed on the get. And that's why we said if you have a get Mekusha, then you have to have at least the same amount of witnesses as the number of folds. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Get Karech HaKol Mashlim Lov, the Banana said that for a Get Karech, anyone could be the last witness, and as Rashi says, Vafilu Psulin, the last Lahashlama, Elam Shim Chash Ba'alma, as the only reason why you have to fill the get with the witnesses is only based on a Chash, Shemek Shiyetz La'achas Ma'am Bezin Yifsalu, Shiyusfun, Shizmina Ba'al Edav, Lemining Sharv, Vlechosbu Bekulam, and since the Chash is only based on one situation where the husband may have said that I want all of these Eden to testify and to sign on this get, therefore we will makel, and we even allowed a Karev or Apostle to sign on this get. And Rabbi Kiva said, even though we were makel, we only allowed a Karev to sign on the get and not a Pasul. And our Gemara begins, Rabbi Kiva, Eved Mai Taim Eloi, according to Rabbi Kiva, why is it that an Eved can't sign on a get Mekusha, the Asla Meimba Kasha Leidis? As if someone sees that an Eved signed on a get Mekusha, they may think that an Eved is Kasha to sign on any Shtar and can be a witness in any case, and that's why we don't allow an Eved to sign on this get. And the Gemara therefore asks, if so, Karev Nami Asla Meimba Kasha Leidis, then how could Rabbi Kiva say that a Karev could sign on a get Mekusha if someone that sees a Karev that was signed on a get Mekusha, they may think that a Karev could sign on any type of a document and could be an aid in regard to any Edus, and they will say that a Karev is Kosher Edus. And Rashi points out that therefore, by the fact that Rabbi Kiva says that a Karev is Kosher to sign on a get Mekusha, so Shema Mina B'ki Inshe B'Hilchas Edus, it must be that Rabbanan took it for granted that most people are bekeen on Hilchas Edus, and they won't come to me Machsha, a puzzle, or a Karev if they signed on a Get Mekusha, and therefore that can't be the reason why Rabbi Akiva would allow a Karev to sign on a Get Mekusha while he wouldn't allow someone that's puzzle to sign on a Get Mekusha. Therefore, the Gemara has to come up with a different reason and a different chiluk between an Evan and a Karev, and the Gemara says, Ella, Evet Hainu Taima, the Dilma Asala Suka Li Yuchsin, that the reason why we don't want an Evet to sign on a Get Mekusha is because potentially someone that sees the Evet signed on this Get Mekusha, they will think that he's not an Evet, and they will think that he's a Yisrael Meyuchas, and they'll allow him to get married to a regular Bas Yisrael. And the Gemara states that this can't be the reason of Rabbi Akiva either, because if so, Gazlan, the Bar Yuchsin, who is Kasha, that a Gazlan, who is a full fledged Jew and is a Bar Yuchsin and can marry a Bas Yisrael, why would Rabbi Akiva not allow a Gazlan to sign onto a Get Mekusha and a Lomatnan? And we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Ima, Ima Shlimalov, El Krav Meruil Eid B'Makam Acha. Now Rabbi Akiva specifically said that the only one that he allows to sign on a Get Mekusha is a Karev who generally is an Eid Kasha, Benigea, other idiots, and it's Muchach that Rabbi Akiva holds Karev in that he only allows a Karev to sign on a Get Mekusha. However, Gazlan Loi, he does not allow a Gazlan to sign on a Get Mekusha, even though he's a Bar Yuchsin. And the Gemara now has to change its Svara and say that the Chil between an Eved and Gazlan that Rabbi Akiva does not allow to sign on a Get Mekusha while he allows a Karev to sign on a Get Mekusha is because Ella Eved Hainu Taima to Aslamim Shakru Shachrei, Gazlan Nami Aslamim Tshuva Oved, that Benigei an Eved and a Gazlan, there's a Svara why we don't want him to sign on a Get Mekusha, because someone that sees that this Eved signed on a Get Mekusha, they will actually think that it must be that he's Kasha, and it must be that the master let him free, and the same would apply Benigei a Gazlan, that if someone sees that he signed on this Get Mekusha, they will think that we didn't allow him to sign on the Get Mekusha because we were making Benigei a Get Mekusha, and we actually allowed him to sign on the Get Mekusha because he's actually Kasha Edus, as he already did Tshuva. Therefore, it may come to a situation where it allowed this Gazlan or this Eved to go and say testimony in other cases, and they will consider them Kasha Edus. As Rashi points out, you may ask that why is it that a Karev could sign on a Get while an Eved or a Gazlan cannot sign on a Get Mekusha? And Rashi says, Loi Dami, of course they're not similar. The Eved Ikalameh Meshachuri Shachri, Afila Mekirna Yisayshu Eved, and even those that knew this Eved and knew that he was an Eved, are Bekim Bechus Edis, and they are Bekim Bechus Edis, Aslach Shur La Edis, the Amri, Medachtamu, by the fact that he signed on this Get Mekusha, Shma Mina Shachri Mari, it must be that his master let him free. Mechin Gazlan, Aslameh Medachtamu, Shma Mina Tshuva Eved, and the same holds true by the Gay Gazlan, by the fact that he signed onto this Get Mekusha, even though we know he's a Gazlan, it must be that he did Tshuva, and the Rabbanan considered him a Get Kusher at this point. However, Akiva holds that if a Karev signs on a Get Mekusha, there won't be any issues, as everyone knows that he's a Karev, and it must be that a Get Mekusha is different, and there's a special din by the Gay Get Mekusha that a Karev can sign and can be a witness as a filler on a Get Mekusha, and no one will think that a Karev can be a Get Kusha, by the Gay or the Adias. And as the Gemara states, Karev Ma'ikalameba, what would people say? Benigeya Karev, Karev Kuli Almayadi the Karevu, as everyone realizes that this person is a relative, and even though we're allowing him to sign on the Get Mekusha, it's only because there's special dinim that are relevant only to Get Mekusha and not relevant to other idiots, and that's why we only allow this Karev to sign on the Get Mekusha as a filler, and we will stop over here.